Simon Reish Tzadi Ches, Sif Hei. The Mechaber says, the economic of Rocha on Matzah Shabbos, Bari Maria Eish, on the candle, on the flame, that was not Shavas Melech Savera. That means a flame that came about through an Avera on Shabbos cannot be used for Avdallah. So it means V'yid, Chas V'Shom, lit a candle, Avdallah candle on Shabbos, we cannot use it for Avdallah for Bari Maria Eish on Matzah Shabbos. As opposed to, if the fire was lit, Behetar on Shabbos, then it's okay. For example, if a Yid lit a fire on Shabbos for a Chodesh Yesh Pesachana, whether it's Tam Chodesh Yesh Pesachana, or a lady by childbirth, they allowed them to Chal Shabbos for her. So then, we could use that candle on Matzah Shabbos for Avdolah, because it was done Behetar. Or if you have someone's a Chodesh Yesh Pesachana, someone's a Chodesh but not Sakana, and the Goy lit a candle for them on Shabbos. Since Amir al-Akim is mutter, you could tell a Goy de Melacha for a Chodesh she'ein bei sakana, a Chodesh non-danger on Shabbos. So that candle was lit by the Goy on behalf of the Chodesh she'ein bei sakana could also be used for Avdallah, because it was lit by Heter. As opposed to the Goy Stam lit a candle on Shabbos, even if he lit it for himself, not for a Yid, so nothing was done wrong, Goyim don't keep Shabbos, they're not supposed to keep Shabbos, still, that candle cannot be used for Avdallah Matzah Shabbos, since the Yid would have done it with Isser, or if we have done for Yid, with Isser, you know he did it for himself, it cannot be used for Avdallah on Matzah Shabbos. Also, Shulchan Aruch says that a candle that came from Avodah Zarah cannot be used for Avdallah, even if it was lit on Matzah Shabbos, you cannot use it. We can't be Nenna from Avodah Zarah, we can't lit from Avodah Zarah, and therefore cannot use it for Avdallah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that if Yid lit a candle from the Ner of Avodah Zarah, that you could use, because all we took was flame from the Avodah Zarah, and there's no mamashas to that, and therefore now that's on the Yid's candle, we just took a flame from them, we technically could use it for Bar Mer Eish Matzah Shabbos, but Mishmur brings the Pimigodim, Chatchilo, it's also for Yid to light a candle from a candle that's part of Avodah Zarah, that's lit from Avodah Zarah, but if a Yid did do it, now that we have this Yiddish candle that was lit from there, we could make a brach on it on Matzah Shabbos. Interesting to note, the Bir Halacha brings from a Kveger, that if somebody used the candle that cannot be used, even b'dievet, for Bar Maria Eish, and they made the Bar Maria Eish on that, they have to make a new Bar Maria Goffin. Because the bracha of Bar Maria Eish, the maid, was a hefsek between the Bar Maria Goffin and drinking from the wine. Siv Vav. Let's say a goy lit a candle on Matzah Shabbos from a Yid, or a Yid lit a candle on Matzah Shabbos from a goy. You can make the bracha on that. Even the Yid from the goy that's originating from a goy, and the goy, who knows when he lit it, he lit maybe lit on Shabbos, if the Chosh lit on Shabbos, if he lit on Shabbos, still it's fine. So we get a little candle for that. We got new R, we got new flame, and on that extra Tosefta that's add on when you lit from the Goy, that's remaining the Brach on, and it's fine. As opposed to, if a Goy lit it from a Goy, so then it's worst. We cannot use it for the Brach of Bar Mer Eish Matzah Shabbos. Xera Otu, that if you come to use the Ner from the second Goy, you might end up using from the first Goy. And the truth is, Mishnah Berurah says, even the first guy, technically, later on in Matzah Shabbos, you should be allowed to use his ner, but because it's constantly toasted, it's constantly added on more fire to the flame, and that's new that was, came out on Matzah Shabbos. But it's Xera Otu right after Shabbos, you can come to use a guyish candle right after Shabbos, he has the candle that he lit on Shabbos, and there nothing was added of Heter yet, and you cannot use it then. And because of that, you cannot use the guyish candle the whole Matzah Shabbos, even if another guy lights a candle from that first ner of the first guy, still we cannot use Xera Otu the first guy. However, the Berurah brings the Magen Avraham that by the second Goy, since only an extra step of Xero, but you have the song did use and made the Bracha, their Yoytz said they did not have to make the Bracha again. Like we said, it would not be an issue of Hefsek. If a Goy lights a candle from scratch on Matzah Shabbos from Eitz Avonim, he puts together two stones, he lights a candle from scratch, not from a pre-existing candle, in other words, he strikes a match on Matzah Shabbos, you could make a Bar Mer Eish on that, technically. But if another Goy lights from that first candle, then you cannot do it, or you should not do it, Mr. Berurah says, Xeri might come to light to use a Goyish candle that's coming from a candle that the Goy first got lit on Shabbos. Now Motzi Yom Kippur, you cannot make the bracha even on a ner that a Yid lit from a Goyish candle on Matzah Shabbos, because the reason why we said that on Matzah Shabbos you could do it is because there's Tosefes R in the Yiddish candle over the Goyish candle, and that part we can make the bracha on. However, Matzah Yom Kippur, you can do that, because Matzah Yom Kippur, you have to use a ner that's Shavas from before Yom Kippur, not a ner that was a Schadish, the Kenu on Matzah Yom Kippur. So therefore, what's added new in the Yiddish ner over the Goyish ner, when the Yid lived from there on Matzah Yom Kippur, that's not something to make a bracha on. And therefore, the Bar Mer Eish on Matzah Yom Kippur cannot be done on what a Yid lit from a Goyish candle on Matzah Yom Kippur.